So class is in session. I have finished up the basement project. I have some cleanup to do on it, but I'm pretty much finished collecting everything. It's been amazing, thanks to Dave Parker for muchos assistance on this project, which has been going on for many, many years, and I'm very pleased with the result. Last week, I took a look, a deep look at one of the basement tape reels, which will be part of the set, but I wanted to specialize in that. And this week, I'm going to take a look at something that happened a little bit after the sessions finished. Now, the sessions started roughly in March of 1967 in Dylan's own house in Woodstock, just right after Richard Manuel and Rick Danko and Garth Hudson had moved to Woodstock. Robbie Robertson had moved there shortly after Dylan's motorcycle accident in 66 and had worked with him on the completing the film Eat the Document. Dylan signed a new record contract with Columbia Records in March of 1967, and around that very same time they began to work at Dylan's house just relaxing into playing music. They got into a daily habit of it, but it wasn't until May that recordings started happening. So they actually worked on them for a couple months before they recorded anything. Then slowly Dylan's muse began to rise and the songs began to focus on a series of actual songs, the famous Basement Tapes songs. There was a break in August of 1967 when Dylan's parents came to visit him in New York, and it was the last time he got to see his dad before he died. And then after that, Dylan went to Nashville and recorded John Wesley Harding in October and early November of 67. The record came out right after Christmas in 67. And after the Nashville sessions, which were like 4 days of recordings over 3 weeks, he went back to Woodstock, and Levin Helm, who had quit the band during the world tour because he didn't like the idea of playing for audiences that booed him, he rejoined with his group in November of 67 in the final sessions that were done as the Basement Tapes, and perhaps they weren't even the Basement Tapes anymore, had Levin and a full band in it. They were off in other projects. Obviously, Dylan did John Wesley Harding, and the band went off to record music from Big Pink in 1968, which, unlike the Basement Tapes, was not recorded at Big Pink. And then after the recording of the album, Garth Hudson, who had been the engineer on the Basement recordings, asked John Simon, who was the producer of the music from Big Pink album, to make some safety masters of some of the material that Garth, I guess, was especially taken with. And so 19 of Dylan's songs were put on 10-inch reels in 15-inch per second tape, the best quality that they could get at the time. And because these songs are interesting and they generally tell us a lot about what the Basements were about, I'm just going to recreate the basement safety master that Garth had John Simon do. So now I'm going to shut up. Here are the first batch of songs. It ended up on 3 tape reels, and I'm just going to play them in sequence. These are some of the most familiar, but these are versions of the Basement Tape songs that if you only know the official album, they don't sound quite the same. Welcome to the Chill Room. This is Dylan Safety Masters. Glad you're there, okay?
Don't forget to flash. We all want to meet at that $1 million bash. Mine for the one, and I lost everything it runs, but you don't holler me. But I'm not there, I'm gone. I cried the night before, and I'm least on the highs, but I dream about the door. He's alone, he's taken by fate with the tail. It don't hang contamination. She's miles everywhere. Now when I treat the lady, I would long love her, but she knows that the kingdom way so high above her. And I run, but I race, but it's not too fast to slim. But I die, perceive her, I'm not there, I'm gone. Well, it's all about the I cry for a pill. I don't need anybody now beside me to tell. And it's all information I receive, but it's not. She's alone, part of beauty, but she's gone like the spot in Chiffon. Yeah, she's gone. Like the rainbow that shining yesterday, but now she's home beside me, and I'd like to hear to stay. She's a bone of seeking beauty, and I don't trust anyone. I wish I was beside her, but I'm not there, I'm gone. Mistaken, and I don't quite believe it's all bag for to be using. Man, she's a heart too hard to leave. It's a load, it's a crime the way she won't be around. But she told for to hate with her desert on the thing and clown. Yes, I believe that it's rightful, though I believe it in my mind. I've been told, like I said when I before, carry on the grind. And she's on, but they told her, like I said, carry on. I wish I was there to help her, but I'm not there, I'm gone. I'm ready for the broom. Please, Mrs. Henry, won't you take me to my room? I'm a good old boy, but I've been sniffing too many eggs, talking too many people, drinking too many cakes. Please, Mrs. Henry, Mrs. Henry, please. Please, Mrs. Henry, Mrs. Henry, please. I'm down on my knees, and I ain't got a dime. Like a turkey, I can slam like a drake. Please, Mrs. Henry, Mrs. Henry, please. Please, Mrs. Henry, Mrs. Henry, please. I'm down on my knees, and I ain't got a dime. Now don't cry, me lady, or I'll fill up your shoe. I'm a sweet bourbon daddy, and tonight I am blue. I'm 1,000 years old, and I'm a generous bomb. I'm T-boned and punctured, I've been known to be calm. Please, Mrs. Henry, Mrs. Henry, please. Please, Mrs. Henry, Mrs. Henry, please. I'm down on my
stool's gonna squeak. If I walk too much farther, my crane's gonna leak. Look, Mrs. Henry, there's only so much I can do. Why don't you look my way and pump me a few? Please, Mrs. Henry. Henry, please. Please, Mrs. Henry. Mrs. Henry, please. I'm down on my knees. And I ain't got a crash on a levee, mama, water's gonna overflow. Swamp's gonna rise, no boat's gonna row. Now you can train on down to Williams Point. You can bust your feet, you can rock this joint. But, oh, mama, ain't you gonna miss your best friend now? You're gonna have to find yourself another best friend somehow. Now don't you try and move me, you're just gonna lose. There's a crash on the levee and mommy, you've been refused. Well, it's sugar for sugar, it's salt for salt. If you go down in the flood, it's gonna be your fault. Oh, mama, ain't you gonna miss your best friend now? Yes, you're gonna have to find yourself another best friend somehow. Well, the high tide's rising, mama, don't you let me down. Pack up your suitcase, mama, don't you make a sound. Now it's king for king, queen for queen. It's gonna be the meanest flood that anybody's seen. Oh, mama, ain't you gonna miss your best friend now? Yes, you're gonna have to find yourself another best friend somehow. For San Antonio, I never felt so good. My woman said she'd meet me there, and of course I knew she would. The coach man, he hit me for my hook, and he asked me my name. I'll give it to him right away, and I hung my head in shame. Lo and behold, lo and behold, looking for my lo and behold, get me out of here, my dear man. I come into Pittsburgh, it's 6:30 flat. I find myself a vacant seat, and I put down my hat. What's the matter, Molly dear? What's the matter with your mom? What's it to you, Moby Dick? This is Chicken Town. Lo and behold, lo and behold, looking for my lo and behold, getting me out of here, my dear man. I bought myself a herd of moose. One day she could call her own. She came out the very next day to see where they had flown. Now I'm going down to Tennessee. Get me a truck or something. I'm gonna save my money and rip it up. Lo and behold, lo and behold, looking for my lo and behold, get me out of here, my dear man. I come in on a fast wheel. Boys, I sure was slick. I come in like a ton of bricks,
laid a few tricks on them. Going back to Pittsburgh, count up to 30. Round that horn and ride that herd, gonna thread up. Lo and behold, lo and behold, looking for my lo and behold, getting me out of here, my dear man.
If your memory serves you well, we were going to meet again and wait. So I'm going to unpack all my things and sit before it gets too late. No man alive will come to you with another tale to tell. And you know that we shall meet again if your memory serves you well.
Morning came and morning went. pick up your money and pack up your tent. You ain't going nowhere. Strap yourself to the tree with roots. You ain't going nowhere. His kings supplied with sleep, but we'll climb that hill no matter how steep when we come up to it.
And that was the first reel of the Basement Safeties, Bob Dylan, the Basement Tapes, 1967. This is the track listing, as Garth put it. Number one was Million Dollar Bash. Number two was Bottle of Bread, also known as Yay Heavy on a Bottle of Bread. Number three was But It's Not Here, also known as I'm Not Here, 1956. Number four, Please, Mrs. Henry. Can't miss that one. Five, Mama, You're Gonna Miss Your Best Friend Now, a.k.a. Crash on the Levee or Down in the Flood. Number six, Lo and Behold. Correct title. Number seven, Wheels on Fire. Microphone problems. Also known as This Wheel's on Fire. And You Ain't Going Nowhere, number eight, and I Shall Be Released in Wide Stereo as number nine. We're going to continue with Too Much of Nothing, and I'm going to veer a little bit away from the safeties, get all the major songs, and I'll be talking to you in just another couple of minutes. This is Too Much of Nothing.
Thank you.
Get your rocks off. Lost Time Is Not Found Again, also known as Odds and Ends, and Too Much of Nothing from the Basement Safeties. The next track up, see, these aren't part of the original acetate. These are different. The next track up on the safety is a song called Answer to Ode. And since the ode that it's referring to is the Ode to Billy Joe, I'm going to play the Ode to Billy Joe here. But Dylan takes... Well, we can pretty much estimate when the song was written and recorded, because Ode to Billy Joe came out in early to mid-August 1967. And by the end of the month, it was the number one song on the pop charts the soul charts and the country charts. It was a gigantic hit, and it was everywhere. So, of course, that was what was in the air, and so Dylan answered to it. Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. Now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? Another piece of apple pie, you know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? A single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. And drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
And Bob Dylan and Band, Answer to Ode.
After a while, we took in the clothes and nobody said very much. Just some old wild shirts and a couple pairs of pants which nobody wanted to touch. Did I?
No. all it is. All right, let's start over. After a while, we took in the clothes. Nobody said very much. Just some old wild shirts and a couple pairs of pants which nobody really wanted to touch. Mama come in and picked up a book, and Papa asked her what it was. Someone else asked, what do you care? And Papa said, well, just because. And they started to take back their clothes, hang them on the line. It was January the 30th, and everybody was feeling fine. I got up, seen if the clothes were bright. The dogs were barking, my neighbor passed. Mama, of course, she said hi. Have you heard the news? He said with a grin, the vice president's gone mad. So, said Ma, then she asked me if the clothes were still wet. I reached up, touched my shirt, and the neighbor said, are those clothes yours? I said, some of them, not all of them. He said, I always help out around here with the chores. I said, sometime, not all the time. He blew his nose, just as Papa yelled outside, Mama wants you to go back in the house and bring them clothes.
Clothesline incident. And next up is Authentic Frontier Gibberish, two takes of Apple Sucklin Tree.
Oh yeah. Now he's
Apple Suck on Tree. They just play the fuck out of that. This is why that's some of the greatest music I've ever heard in my life. I just can't believe the emotion and the intensity that goes into this stuff. Next piece up is a track that Garth calls Open the Door, Richard. But as Robbie said, Richard was there, so we didn't really want to call it that. It's actually based on a song from the 40s that was a hit single by about 10 different artists back around 47. And so they changed the title to Open the Door, Homer, which, of course, has different meanings today. Perfect combination of the body and the bacchanalia. Open the door, Homer. And then one of the darker, a couple of really dark songs as it comes to the end of the basement tapes and here on the safety. And I don't know, he may have gotten his muse back, but I don't know how happy a camper he was.
Now I hope you won't object to giving. for telling all those lies. Now you must provide some answers for what you sold that's not been received. And the sooner you come up with them,
I'm not afraid to
And so that ends the Basement Safeties, or at least the ones that Garth had John Simon dubbed to high-speed, high-quality tape. And I wanted to recreate that to give the feel of all those songs played together. Because what happened was, this reel vanished. When Robbie Robertson put together the Basement Tapes official release in 75, he didn't refer to that. It wasn't referred to around the time of Biograph. It turns out that somehow that those tapes, those masters, those safeties, safety masters, whatever, ended up in Neil Young's house. And sometime around 84, Neil realized he had this. That's where I'm Not There comes from. Is from Neil's house, because that's the place where that song appears. We don't have the raw reel for it. So, anyway, this has been another night of Dylanology here on the Chill Room, here on Kill Radio. I'm Bennett, Professor Tyson. That was Quinn dot dot dot, as Garth wrote it, and Tears of Rage, and Nothing Was Delivered. And Nothing Is Better, Nothing Is Best. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Nothing, 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 nothing. It's not here. You ain't going nowhere. But, wow. Incredible, incredible, incredible music. So, that's it for this portion of the Chill Room, anyway. And got something special coming up right away. But for now, stay tuned.